The wedding season in Rajasthan is in full swing. Drummers can be heard outside the homes of families of newlyweds like this home in the city of Udaipur. The wedding season during the cool, dry months of the year triggers a wave of consumption. Textile traders are busy selling new clothes. Bazaars are crowded with women huddled together to seek the best money can buy. Jewelry shops see busy trade. Here in Udaipur, the global economic downturn now carving its way across the United States and Europe is still to be fully felt. Raj Rajeshwar Jain is a jeweler in the Bada Bazaar in Udaipur. Jain says business has been brisk.
Now, present day, wedding season is running and business is, especially gold business is rising, slowly rising. One reason is also gold rate is down, so purchasing power is higher. After 14 Jan, again wedding season is start and big wedding season. We think we are getting more business for wedding season.
But not all businesses are faring as well. Tourism, especially by foreign visitors, has been a victim of the economic slowdown. In addition, a string of terrorist bombings and attacks in India, including here in Rajasthan, as well as the attack last year in Mumbai, have hurt tourism. Ashwani Nayar, the general manager of the Le Meridian Hotel in Jaipur, says the first signs of a downturn came with the banking crisis in the United States.
I would be very dishonest if I said no, it hasn't, because certainly there has been a certain amount of fallback from the global recession that has happened. We've had a few cancellations, we've had a few numbers dropping more than what we were expecting.
For travel agents and tourist shops near Udaipur's famed Lake Pishula, its waters lapping against the grand palaces on its shores, the drop in visitors has been severe. Bhubendra Singh Chauhan manages a travel agency catering to foreign visitors.
We are looking at tourism in Rajasthan or in India also, because we are looking, lots of tourists not coming directly, lots of cancellation this year due to the economy of the world banking and due to some bomb blast in India. Some people saying about the bomb blast in India, that's why we are cancelling the group. We had lots of cancellation this time.
Rajasthan normally receives 1.4 million visitors a year, lured by the state's camel festivals, beautiful desert scenery, music and folk culture, and the splendour of its ancient palaces. The drop in foreign visitors became evident after a terrorist attack in Rajasthan's capital Jaipur last May. At least 60 people were killed and 150 were wounded by a series of bombs that tore through the old city, highly popular to tourists.
Please come, we have a lot of collection, man. Yes, Pashmina, silk scarf, trouser, t-shirt.
Vipan Goyal and his twin brother Vipal, who work in a textile shop in the Tripolia Bazaar, say fear keeps many tourists away.
Because the blast, most of the tourism has been affected. Many tourists became scared of coming to Jaipur because the time blast that have taken place, that have created a fear in the mind of tourists to come to Jaipur. That is the main problem.
Rajasthan's tourism authority is trying to lure visitors back. Anand K. Tripathi is an assistant director with the Department of Tourism. He says businesses and the government must cooperate and suggests that hotels and airlines should review their rates.
But since tourism trade is mainly operated by private sector, I think a dialogue between the government and the private sector would help evolve some strategy to counter this problem and all. And probably we can find some solution to this to attract more and more tourists in recession times.
Rawat Brapu Rakesh Singh owns the Amit Habali Heritage Guest House on the banks of Lake Pishula. He remains optimistic over the outlook.
Future is bright, no doubt. because Rajasthan is a place where tourists would like to come. We have everything here to present them. Every person is involved with history, some smaller, bigger, but his blood is with history, you know. So he can say it. He feels very proud if you ask him about his history.
Rajasthan's tourism authority, state government and tourism businesses are investing heavily in renovating the famed forts and palaces of the state's once mighty Maharajas. In promoting new development as well as destinations, authorities hope a full recovery will come in the not too distant future. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.